How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Monday. Happy March 20th, 2024.
March?
Yeah, it feels like
it. Oh, it does feel like it.
Yeah, it feels like
Boy,
it.
Boy, the fog today.
It seemed like March. It literally did. I walked out, I was like, whoa, that's rain. Weird.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
I think it was in the 20s in Deer Park this morning.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Burr. So, yeah, so enjoy that.
So, I mean, we might actually have to say it could be slippery in places.
I guess it might be,
That's
yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but yeah, you're right, yeah. Wow. Thanks for that, Kev. Downtown, it doesn't seem bad, but outlying areas, yeah, good luck with the fog.
Yeah. It is very foggy by my house.
Oh, nice.
But I'm assuming it's just coming off the river.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, but it was. It was very foggy. And I was like, what's going on here?
Did appreciate the fact that you did your hair today. Looks spectacular.
Thank you, Jay. It's in a rough spot right now.
It's in a rough spot?
Yeah, I need a haircut probably. And I'm running out of the gel that I got free from the station. So I need to go downstairs and see if we fired anyone else in TV and get their gel because yeah. That's where I got that thing of gel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really lasted me.
Really
that's
has.
Been a while. Yeah.
Well, how are you gonna
I've never been a gel guy. I don't like gel. I like different. I like forming cream. That's usually right. What I use is forming cream. But
sure.
This stuff's so expensive.
Forming cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I go through it like
Have
a thing
Have you tried
of it,
silly putty?
I've tried putty, Jay. Not silly putty.
Nah. Well, you got enough silly, Kevin.
Yeah, that's true. You brought
that
your
That is
own.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just, I kind of like it because, you know, most of the time, gel just leaves, like, this one is very water-based or something, so it, like, you can put it, I had it on my hands this morning, and I haven't washed my hands, and they feel fine.
Why would you?
They're not all sticky.
Also, Family Feud last night, the question was, fill in the blank, silly blank.
Silly blank. Wait, so it was Family Feud, so we had to fill in.
It was during Fast Money.
Seven answers. Oh.
Fast Money. My bad.
No fun. So we don't get all seven answers.
No, uh-uh. Yeah.
Silly putty.
Yeah, silly putty was the number one answer. And the first guy said silly kid.
Fair.
Yeah, that was like
I mean,
a two.
That could have been on the okay. on the top yeah. five.
What would you say, Steve, if silly putty's already used?
Silly string.
Silly string is
good
a good
answer.
One. Good answer, Steve. Good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I would have said Sally. Silly Sally.
Silly Sally. That's a zero.
I mean, after these other
answers. After silly putty. Yeah, all right. Duh. And silly
after
string.
Silly putty and silly string.
Silly goose.
Silly
oh,
goose.
That was silly
the
other goose.
One. Yeah,
that
was
a
good
one.
Answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
I did see one of the guys for some reason. I don't even know why we watched two episodes back to back. I think we were planning stuff in the calendar.
Because why not?
Yeah, right. And the guy did Fast Money. He was the second guy to go. So, you know, you always, when you're the second one, you're like, oh, you're the best one on the team.
You're right, like, okay, you're yeah, like, I guess that's, you're
like
closer.
Batting cleanup, right?
Or, I don't know. I've never really thought
You've never
that.
Analyzed it?
No, yeah, I've analyzed it, but I always feel like the first person, if they're the best, you're just in such a good spot for the second
That's
person.
True, but the second person, if the he or she repeats the answer.
They're the faster
you
one.
You got to come
Let's
up with the second
way.
One. Yeah,
that's it. They're the faster thinker.
Yeah, they had 20, he had 28 points total. They didn't win.
He only had 28?
Total.
What did the first guy have?
I want to say like 50. So it wasn't like all the good answers were taken.
Man, I do love it when it's like Celebrity Family Feud. It's
just, well, they're trying to make it easier, but
yeah, you realize there is no way people are doing this without winning.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to try pretty hard to lose the celebrity.
Right, exactly.
It happens.
Oh, it does. But they're pretty simple ones.
Typically, why do people say, bless you? You sneeze. You know, they make them super easy, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Who was it? Was it Kimberly Perry who almost got 200 points or something?
Really?
When they did Celebrity Family Feud?
Kimberly Perry was on Celebrity Family Feud?
Wasn't she?
Yeah, that sounds totally believable.
I think
Steve.
She scored like 179 points. Or I don't know. That's awfully specific.
I wonder what the highest. I mean, that's got to be a simple Google search, right? Google is an amazing tool.
It is. They say
highest.
It sure is.
Fast money score ever. Let's see what it says. Family Feud record breaking fast money score. Oh,
too much reading. I hate that when they do that. You're like, just put the number up there. It was too much reading.
181 points.
181. There you go.
That's what I see so far. I don't know.
That's Kimberly Perry.
There's a video. This is not Kimberly Perry.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Back in the day when I first moved out of the house, it was like a two-time-a-week thing. Like I would call on a Wednesday and Saturday.
Right.
Kevin James.
And then
you're a planner. Gotta designate the time.
That's right. And then my dad was like, I think we could cut it back to one.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Jay. By the way, producer Steve.
Scraping windows in Medical Lake today, Kevin.
Holy cow.
Happy May to you, too.
That is just weird. You know, May 19th, many, many years ago when I lived out in Medical Lake area, Medical Lake School District, I was just north of Highway 2 for those of you keeping score
Thanks.
At home.
Yep, I had my bingo card out.
Thank you.
Yep.
We got like 18 inches of snow or something. It melted like later that afternoon.
Wow.
But it was, I still have pictures of it that come up every year.
On May 19th?
I think it was May 19th, yeah.
I thought you were going to make but then I realized you said the 19th. I thought you were going to make an ash joke.
Oh, May 18th. Yeah, that would have been time for humor.
Yeah, that would have been a good humorous.
Saturday. I didn't see one person celebrate it. Now, I can promise you this.
Right.
I DJed a wedding in Colfax, and there was a lot of people there standing in the back of the room. A lot of, farmers, some cowboy hats, the whole I guarantee you it came up.
The Mount St. Helens eruption,
Had to have, right? Like, you're not standing there on May 18th and not saying something.
No,
about
not
it.
At all.
But I didn't even think about it this year, Jay.
I heard one story on it. That's the only reason.
Not a special year or anything, you know.
I don't.
44 years
something
later.
Like that. Yeah. Not where they go. Oh, it's the 40th or 50th or whatever.
Yeah, Steve, do you even know what that is?
I think I've heard you guys talk about it before, but I don't know.
Mount St. Helens eruption? You think that's the only place you heard of it? Was where we talked about it?
Probably.
Okay. Not like you heard about it in history.
It did happen 44 years ago.
Still, they don't have that in a history class? It's pretty historic.
I don't know.
The world's largest volcanic eruption, is it not? Or maybe just America's?
I don't know. Hasn't Hawaii had bigger ones? Maybe not.
They don't really count. They're not attached.
Oh, contiguous.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Contiguous, that's the word of the day. We're not going to make that like a keyword or something. Maybe a little too hard to spell.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
Jeez. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I did see that our TV station downstairs was doing some word of the day thing last week. And I don't know what they were giving away, but their words were like, Vulcanogenic. And I'm like, what are you doing?
No, they were not.
No, Kevin, it was ridiculous. I was like, what is happening? Come on, man.
What are we doing, the crossword?
Seriously.
Yeah, that seems
and they
silly.
Even said, I know it's a little hard to spell. I was like, you think? You know, what? We have words like lava, and people will go, how are you spelling it? And we're like,
yes, absolutely.
You know, the regular way.
I put guava in, and it didn't work.
I put guava. I put contiguous in, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't.
It's not gonna.
Uh-uh.
Because we spelled it wrong.
We probably did, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, I appreciate you guys coming out on Friday. We had a little show family dinner.
It's great. What a great time.
That? Yeah.
That was a great time.
With my parents in town, so that was very nice. So I appreciate you guys coming out.
That was fun.
Yeah, I can't even explain how much I'm looking forward to having your parents in studio later today.
Yep, so they'll be coming in. I think, you know, if it's cool with you guys, I think actually maybe a little bit earlier than I initially thought.
Yeah, we don't care.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're totally fine.
I'll text them and see what they're thinking. But yeah, they'll be in later this morning. I think they're excited to.
Yeah, I mean the more a Big Barb and Peter the Great, the better.
Okay.
That's great. Big Barb and Peter the Great.
Yeah, I'm sure if you call them that, they'll be
They
excited.
Probably won't show up at all then.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. They would appreciate that. But we had an excellent weekend kind of traveling about the areas, eating a lot of food, walking around.
I feel terrible that the weather was terrible.
I said that too, Kevin.
I do, because
my wife and I brought it up like 5 times over the weekend. We're like, this is terrible for Steve's parents. This is a bummer.
Because this area is so beautiful when the weather's beautiful.
I mean, if it would have been the 75 walking around town weather,
oh my
gosh. God.
That
would have been so great. But
they'd move here.
Thanks, Mommy Nature. Way to go.
They still had a really good time.
Oh, who doesn't like walking around downtown in 50-degree rain? I mean, you know.
Man, but
we were really showing off this weekend. Weren't we?
Man.
Mom and Dad, do you want to go to the parade? I've heard it's very cool. We go to the parade. Oh, there's a shooting.
Yeah.
Yay. Hey, this is a great city, Mom and Dad. I'm fine.
No, we did some really cool stuff, though. We did. And
I saw you
What was your opinion of the coolest thing you did?
I would say going over the Spokane River in the...
Like gondolas.
That was really neat. Mm-hmm. That was a cool experience. And we did that yesterday before it started really raining. So it was a good time to actually... It was one of the better times to do it.
Yeah,
it
I'm sure.
Gonna
yeah,
be, you know, 75 and sunny and all that.
Right. Are the falls raging right now?
It
seems like they are.
It seemed like they were really something.
The Big 99.9.
What did I say?
Hey, out.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Really? You think Jay's a little loud?
That's what I thought. Well, it looks on the board here.
Kevin James.
Use your ears, not your eyes.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
I
have to tell my DJs that all the time.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I have to tell my DJs that. Use your ears, not your eyes. Hey, Sean. Sean from Thompson Falls, guys. Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
How are you, man?
Good. Did you guys catch the finale of American Idol last night?
We did. At least I did. I shouldn't speak for Kevin. I feel like that was rude.
I don't know what happened.
You mean? What do you mean you don't know what happened?
I was so into American Idol this year, and I have not watched the last 3 episodes.
You just faded out,
and
huh? It happens.
I kind of given up. I don't know why, because I was so into it this year.
I know why you gave up, because Tristan got booted out.
Yeah, but
your buddy Tristan.
Stopped watching before that.
Oh, he got booted out, but he sang with Cody Johnson last night.
If you got a chance, take it.
By the way, Kevin, Tristan,
such a cool moment.
That Tristan kid is—he's pretty, you know, poised for what 15 or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's unreal.
He was so nervous last night.
Oh, I bet. He's, you're singing with Cody Johnson.
He's like 2 feet away from Cody Johnson, and his face is like, that's Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's one thing to go up and sing by yourself, and if you're a natural performer, you probably just pull that off somehow, because you were born with it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But It's different when you're standing next to another celebrity. That's got to be hard.
Yeah, it was interesting. He did a good job, though. I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, without saying who won, Sean, because I don't think we want to do spoiler alerts yet.
I mean, it's everywhere. If you missed it, that's kind of on you at that point. I mean, it's everywhere. See what I'm saying, Kevin? I mean, it's everywhere. If you haven't watched her, you don't know, then maybe like tune out for a second. But I mean, it's like, that's the one that gets on social media and just takes off.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess then.
Go ahead. If you get it wrong, then you definitely were not paying attention. It was the most obvious winner of American Idol ever.
Really?
I mean, it was so obvious.
Okay, see,
weeks ago, it was obvious.
I thought Tristan was the obvious winner weeks ago.
You didn't watch at least for the last month, because, I mean, it was literally...
The last three episodes I have not seen.
Okay, so three weeks.
So the episode before Tristan got voted off... I knew that he got voted off, but I didn't see that one. So maybe it's been three or 4 weeks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I would say Will Mosley.
Is he right? Wrong. Thank you, Sean.
Okay. So they didn't go off the best singer.
It was the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn.
I hate American Idol.
She didn't win, Kevin.
Oh, shoot. Thank God.
She did not win.
She was voted off last week. She's great. She's fine.
She's okay.
But she did not deserve to win the show.
No. The best singer deserved to win, and she did.
Abby Carter. Anybody?
Okay. So I stopped watching right when Abby Carter
took
became,
off.
Like, she... The last time I saw her, she came out in some like leather outfit, and she was like not doing her calm at the
piano.
She
was singing her rock song.
And she went crazy, and Luke was like, "That's what we're talking about, more of that."
Yeah.
And so that I only saw one of those where she blossomed into this big star.
That was kind of it, Kevin. That was kind of the one.
And then she kept doing it.
She took off, and then she just kept on going. Yeah.
That's fair. I'm all right with that one.
Yeah. No, it was. They did the right thing. It was the right way. But so that was good. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. Tell me about the NASCAR race real quick, Sean, because we're kind of running out of time, buddy.
Joey Logano is $1 million richer, and it sounds like Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. might be a little lighter in the pocketbook.
They got in a fight after the race. They got in a fight, That's one thing about NASCAR, man. That's the thing. It's like so much like rage and energy. It's road rage at 200 miles an hour. You're going to get in a fight at some point.
It happens. Correct.
And that was my guy this year. I'm happy old sliced bread won.
Yeah.
Joey Logano. That was the guy I picked at the beginning of the season.
That's right.
That's his first win.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And he got $1 million out of it, which is not terrible.
Kevin?
Kevin got $1 million out of it.
Wow.
Congratulations, Kev.
Thanks.
Lunch is on you.
I appreciate it.
Good news for Steve's folks. They're going to get a free lunch because Kevin won $1 million.
Steve, when do your folks leave, by the way?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, so there's still a chance to eat with them again.
I mean, there's...
Sean, call back for Name That Tune on Friday, okay, Sean?
Got it.
See you, buddy.
But you better be here on Friday when I call.
Yeah,
I will
Kevin.
Be here. I'll be here. I had some vacation days I had to use up, and so that's why I was gone last week.
Okay.
All right, see you, bud.
Yes, sir.
I like how he just chastises you for using your vacation.
I know.
He's like, hey, if you're not going to show up,
it was a weird year where we, you know, Slim left, and so
use them or lose them, brother.
Take any days off, and I think what happened was you had taken a vacation, your summer vacation, and I worked that whole time, with Slim and I, and so then I was a week behind on vacation.
I think that was it. Yeah,
so it was
absolutely
trouble, and then I had to work this whole stinking time because, like, there was no producer, and then Steve got here, and it was like, oh, God, you can't take a vacation now.
What does that
so,
mean?
Well,
yeah. What does that mean?
You know, he's not ready. But you're ready now, Steve. Look, we trusted you for me to be gone, and you did the show the whole time. I will tell you, I listened to you this morning in the shower. I listened to some of the podcasts from last week.
Uh-huh.
Just to see how it went.
Yeah.
It was Friday's show. It was good. Pretty good. Wasn't tickled with the words on the sound effect game, but other than that, great job.
Oh, you weren't either, huh?
Well, the whole crowd was not.
I mean, what the heck?
And the funniest thing about Steve is instead of just saying,
flipping a coin,
I did a bad job, he goes, oh, I thought that was a good one. I believe it was lipstick.
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 He goes, I think that's a good one.
Why is that not good? It's creative. It's
a
different
sound effect game. You give me the sound effect of lipstick right now.
That's kissing.
Yeah, but I'm also giving the motion of...
Oh, so the motion game.
And that's your audio ball for a Monday.
Oh, that's the audio ball. Okay.
20th
oh,
day.
Now we're not following the rules.
You know what? On Friday, let's play... Let's play the motion game.
The motion game. So we're going to... Oh, what a great radio game.
All right.
That's a beautiful one.
Happy Monday.
I love you, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I do not understand how people can work together for 25 years and still like each other.
Kevin James.
I don't either.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What's the matter over there? What are you...
I don't know. Apparently, I forgot how to do my entire job.
The worst right now?
Well, I don't know what's happening.
There was a lot of half-done sentences, a lot of near-cussing. There was a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to post a listener letter,
and step one...
I hear this. Dang it!
And then I hear step that. One, I posted it on Kevin James instead of the Jay and Kevin Show.
That's wrong.
I quickly corrected that. Yeah. And I was like, geez, bud, remember what you're doing here. Then I posted it on the Jay and Kevin page, but I had not put the good morning guys part on the top of it.
There was no greeting. What the heck?
There was no greeting. So I was like, geez, please. So I go in, I edit it, then I hit it again, and then it says, schedule this as an event. And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah.
So I clicked on the thing that said no, I thought, and then it put an event. And I'm like, God, no. It's up now, guys. Listener letter is up.
We'll Thank you, Kevin.
We'll be doing that at 7:15 today.
I'll give that a like.
To the text line. You did that a lot?
No, I said I'll give it a look
or a like. Yeah.
I gave it a like.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Steve.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Even if it doesn't deserve it, I appreciate it.
509-441-0999 is our text line. You can text anytime. The text operators don't sleep. This is from Sarah. Playing soccer in a rainstorm is apparently fun for a 14-year-old, but watching soccer in a rainstorm, absolutely the worst.
Not great.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Many times when we would go to Seattle, their fields were such that you could pull relatively close, and you know, my boys were young at that point, and my wife was smart and would be like, we'll be watching from the car. Love you.
They never really cancel soccer. I mean, the pitch is always open, huh?
Lightning,
yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm, That's the one. Yeah. Which we got some of that yesterday. It was weird. It was like lightning and 50, which I don't know how often that happens.
Yeah, it was very odd. That storm came in fast.
Yeah, and it was
out of nowhere. It was decent, and my son had walked to the park with my granddaughter, and they were there playing. And then
at Riverfront from your place,
yes.
Okay,
and he was like, "Oh,
what was he like?
We need to go, Amelia. We need to go. There's a storm coming, and that's not going to be good." Well, luckily, I was out and about, and I said, "Where are you at? Oh, I'll pick you up." And
he's like,
"We're almost home."
This from John. Hey, Jay and Steve, who's the new guy? Okay, that's funny.
Jay and Steve, who's the new... Oh, that's me! Well, we're just trying this out for a while. We're going to see how it goes. And there's a chance it won't work out. To the text line!
Well...
I thought you guys had somebody on last week. I was confused.
I
get jokes, though.
Do you?
I do.
This one from Bob. Played the disc golf at the brand new White Water course in Spokane. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know that either.
You a big interested. Disc golf guy, Steve?
Sure, I've played before.
That's something you should get into.
I'm not very good at it, but I've played.
No way.
It's fun.
I saw a guy throw a pizza like a frisbee.
A whole TikTok. Pizza?
He took a bite out of it first.
And then, what a waste. I mean, did somebody catch it?
And it was not. No. He hucked that thing
out of anger
ways.
Or what was the.
No, just for fun. He wanted to see if it would fly like a frisbee. And
wow.
It did. It flew a long way.
Huh. Isn't that something?
How about that?
We had a paper airplane fun at our house over the weekend.
Like a contest?
My son was doing some finals. He's doing school, online school. And he's in like space aeronautics and stuff that's very complicated. But he had to make paper airplanes and measure like all the, you know, the width and this and make them five different styles and then do all this and then take them and then write a paper on it. But for my granddaughter and for myself, seemed like a fun school project
because
we didn't have to do the rest of the writing. We just had to throw paper airplanes.
Love that.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you had a good time.
Yeah, he didn't, because then he then had to write papers and papers and papers.
But. I was just trying to decide. My son's girlfriend, she's very artistic, Kevin. So she's decided that she's going to, maybe I shouldn't say this. This is a money-making thing, and I might blow it.
Oh, boy. Well, you're already halfway there.
All right. So anyway, so she she takes Sharpies, and she'll do like designs on golf balls. So, like, somebody's like, oh, can you do one with, that says Kevin James, and it has his DJ business on it. And she'll do it by hand. And it's on a golf ball, so it's really cool looking.
That's got to be hard to do.
Well, for you and I, it would be impossible, but she seems to figure it out pretty quickly. And I was like, well, maybe you could just do, that'd be a fun art project. But then I realized there was one word in there that ruins it for your granddaughter.
Which would be?
Sharpie.
Oh, yeah. We've already got some art projects on the door.
I was thinking that would be a great one for your granddaughter. And then I was like, permanent marker. And
yeah, it's a bad combo.
Yeah.
Try to hide
preschoolers and permanent markers, I think, should not great. Cross paths.
It's not a good combo at all, Jay. That is for sure.
Yeah, sorry about that. I figured it out halfway through the sentence, you know?
To the text board.
You know, I got to say, last night I spent like 15 minutes... I'm embarrassed almost to say it, until you watch it. Have you seen any of these guys? I think it's on TikTok because it's live. It's like the TikTok live where you're scrolling through, and this guy just does like calligraphy.
Okay.
He's got like a, last night he had a red pen, and then people just put their names or whatever in the messages.
Oh, they ask
and then he just writes their names.
Okay.
And he'll be like, Jay. You're right, Jay. And then there was like one guy last night who was Beach Hippie. He was like, Beach Hippie. And all it is him saying your name quietly.
Is he doing it like on a whiteboard or is he doing it on paper?
Like a white looking sort of, I guess, scroll paper or something.
Oh.
So it almost looks like the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it looks cool. And he just writes, hundreds of names. And that's all he does.
That's
for
his whole.
Like an hour or whatever he's on live.
Huh.
And I'm assuming the guy makes some decent money off of it. But it's one of those things, like the more you watch
it. I'm watching it right now.
It's just like freakishly relaxing.
You know why? It reminds me of, it's like watching a campfire.
Yeah, there's just something about it. He's
then you realize, well, that's actually quite a talent.
Yeah,
that's quite skilled.
Steve Heskey, and he's very, his writing's beautiful.
Huh.
And it's just interesting. I was like, wow.
Kind of like it.
I cannot believe I'm watching this, but it did get me in a nice, relaxed mode.
I'd like to totally make fun of you, but I'm now doing the same thing.
It's kind of hard to shut off.
All right, I'll make fun of both of you then.
Okay, good luck.
Go for it.
What are you doing? This is ridiculous. Get out of here.
That's it?
For now.
Okay. All right.
I am humiliated.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can continue this show now. I mean, it's over.
My feelings are hurt.
All right. See you guys later.
And finally, I saw someone with one of those furry steering wheel covers this morning. I didn't know those were still a thing.
Oh, I didn't either.
Furry steering wheel. You know what they mean, right?
Oh, I certainly do. Steve, do you know what that means? I mean, have you seen the furry steering wheel cover?
Yeah.
Okay, you have.
We used to have some.
Okay.
Like growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know those were still a thing.
It's like, so your hands don't burn from the sun, right? Of the steering
wheel. Yeah, that's...
Right? Or from the cold.
Or cold,
either way.
Oh, yeah. I guess, either way.
I think maybe some people just like the feel of fur.
I guess it's more comfortable. Is it? I mean, can you hold on to the steering wheel as well? I don't.
Is this a good idea?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Stop the music.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely your son's girlfriend's idea of art on golf balls is brilliant.
It's pretty smart.
She could
yeah.
get rich.
Yeah.
But what about this? What if when your pet dies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
People are always... I feel like, Steve, your mic's on. I don't know if you heard. I could hear what you said there, bud.
Seem judgy.
When your pet dies...
Oh, God.
People are always trying to find a way to memorialize their pet. Like have some sort of memory of their pet.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw someone whose pet passed away, and they have a very cool box that has the pet's name on it with the ashes in it.
Okay.
But then on top of the box is like a little statue thing of the dog.
I understand.
Okay, so they had someone make it, and I was like, wow, that is really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you took, let's say your kitty cat dies.
Okay.
And you took its fur and made one of those things for your steering wheel. So then you could just be like, as you're driving, you'd be like, it seems like it would work.
You want to skin your cat and put steering
when
wheel.
When they're gone, Jay, obviously. I mean, I think some people stuff them, do taxidermy with them.
Uh-huh.
But this would be a little less labor-intensive. You just make it into a steering wheel cover.
Okay, so this is exactly what I thought you were going to say. And, I stand by my statements.
Also, I don't think it's less labor intensive.
Dog? Yeah, it may not be, Jay.
That's it might be harder.
Well, I don't know. I feel like stuffing them is hard.
Well, I don't.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about taxidermy.
I will tell you this. If you do that, no one will ever want to drive your car